You're recording still?
Yeah. Like right now, like you're recording right now.
It's been going for like 20 minutes.
Oh, dude, we should start.
Oh, okay, but we'll start off with what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Titan Podcast, or DT Pod for short. In today's episode, we're going to be going over the Mental Health Guide from volume 117, issue number 8. In today's episode, we're going to be covering a couple stories, including an ASI scholarship that violated federal law, a lifestyle story about how to get more into reading, an opinion story on small losses, as well as a roundup of sports. Stay tuned. And by the way, I'm one of your hosts, Kabir Kansara, your news design editor, and I'm joined with
Jaden Lovelady, the opinion editor.
Dude, we almost got the cops called on us.
Why?
Well, thankfully it didn't happen, but ASI put out a scholarship that violated federal laws.
I have heard that rumor.
You know who else heard that rumor?
Who?
Our editor-in-chief, benevolent leader, Miss Emily Wilson.
Is she here right now?
I believe she is.
I am here right now.
Can you believe it? That is so crazy.
Can you believe it?
I can.
Wow.
So can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, so how familiar are you guys with ASI scholarships?
Like, vaguely.
So they give out scholarships every year. It's something that you apply for. It's not something that's given out to, like, everyone.
Mm-hmm. So how many scholarships does ASI give out?
ASI gives out 13 scholarships this year, but they actually approved an additional $111,000 in scholarship funding for the next academic year.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it on a semester-to-semester basis.
Okay.
So there were 11 this semester. They took out... There was one specifically for international students, and there was also one specifically for undocumented students.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the scholarships that ASI leaders, they conferred with the legal counsel of the university, and they pulled those scholarships in fear that it would violate federal law.
Right. How would it, like, exactly violate federal law?
Yeah.
So because the scholarships are paid by student fees, like what fund them, they're classified as state funds.
Mm.
So citizenship and nationality can't serve as the basis for eligibility due to federal protections against discrimination.
Okay.
So applicants of the International Student Scholarship were notified that the funding would not be moving forward, according to Dave Edwards, who's the executive director at ASI.
So would, like, since they pulled these scholarships, are there going to be, like, supplemental scholarships that they're going to implement now? Or it's this semester just going to drop those ones?
They're just going to drop them for the semester.
Oh, okay.
Dave Edwards also talked about using funding through DIRC as a way to kind of give money to the rework scholarships. Like, he said that a service can be tailored to a certain community while still be technically available for all.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's trying to find a good compromise
between.
So these scholarships being pulled on the basis of, like, nationality and citizenship status. Mm-hmm. These don't have to do with, like, DEI rollbacks across, like, college campuses or anything like that. These are separate.
Dave Edwards said at the meeting, the ASI meeting last week where it was talked about, that they don't have – he referred them as challenges we're experiencing in the federal level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He said they're unrelated. I think it's worthy of concern.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, you know – I think that's something Dave Edwards would say, you know,
yeah.
A university official.
I think it could be enough to infer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or related in some way, you know?
Yeah.
So with the money not moving forward this semester, do they have any intentions on rolling over the money that could have been used this semester into next semester scholarships? Or is it just going to be, like, stagnant for now?
They haven't said.
Okay.
And I should clarify that the undocumented student scholarship, for this round, no one actually applied for that because they did pull it before the application period opened in January.
Okay.
But for the international student scholarship, the legal counsel of the university found risk with that after it had been applied for.
Right.
So people did apply for it, but just no one will receive it.
Okay.
Is there going to be, like, supplemental other scholarships they could apply for, or is the deadline for all the scholarships passed?
So they're actually, they closed yesterday, March 11th.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
Like, you snooze, you lose, I guess.
Hey, we had a story, we meaning the Daily Titan had a story on this by Emily Gonzalez, 470 reporter, on February 24th. So we got the information to the people.
Hey, we did what we
did.
The
opportunities were there.
Yes.
We need a bit to roll her out.
Okay.
Like,
If you got to make the scholarships and pick the basis they were given out on, what would you make your scholarship qualifications?
That's a great question. Do I still have, like, the 13 scholarships to give out? Is it the same amount? How many
scholarships
do I
really
use?
No, make, like, a really
Like, you're
big
adding
one.
A new scholarship.
Okay, I'm adding a new scholarship.
Yeah.
People from Sunnyvale, California, which is my hometown.
I
want to encourage more people from Sunnyvale to go to Fullerton.
Okay.
Because there's not enough of us. It's only me right now.
That's really benevolent of you.
#benevolent leader. That's what the people say. Yeah. I didn't come up with that.
Totally.
Other people just started saying it.
We'll confer with the people to find out about that one.
I'm so sure.
I'm so sure.
Yeah.
If you got to add a scholarship, what like, what group would you want to like represent with that scholarship?
Dang, I don't know. Say your answer first.
My answer? I'll cook. Ooh. My scholarship would be exclusive to people with more than 70,000 minutes on their Spotify Wrapped.
Right.
Yeah. Like a listener scholarship for like really active listeners.
I don't like that's your answer, because the answer that I thought of like when you were saying that was that I would like have everyone submit their like Spotify Wrapped, and whoever matched mine the closest would win. But you can't curate it. It just has to be true from your spirit and from your soul.
So you have to ask for them like from one from like 2 years back before they could like.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then we'll see like what mine was 2 years back, and we'll confer about it.
Okay.
And then what about the Apple Music users of the world?
They sadly just don't get to be part of this one.
Honestly, that's valid. I'm a Spotify user.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine using Apple Music.
If they really cared that much, they would move over to Spotify just to apply for the scholarship.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I knew someone who used to use Pandora.
Really?
Up until college.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard he got coerced into using Spotify now.
I don't know if coerce is the best word. I think he made the decision that he should have made years ago. And it's just, you know, sometimes it takes people a little bit longer in life to develop.
You just need a little push sometimes.
Sometimes.
And that's totally okay.
Sometimes I need to borrow a jacket.
Oh. Wow. I'm going to do some investigative journalism about this and find out who this person is.
I would expect nothing less from our opinion editor, Jaden Lovelady.
Yeah. For investigative journalism, I think, yes.
I think so, too.
All right. Well.
Yes.
Bye now.
Bye.
Hey Titans, it is Sergio Gonzalez, the photo editor. Titans Day of Giving is today, so if you can, please spread the word and donate to your favorite student-run newspaper. And follow us on all of our social media platforms at The Daily Titan and DailyTitan.com. Thank you.
Flipping the page on over to lifestyle, we're going to be talking about ways to get into reading as an adult, or get back into reading it if you're kind of in a little, you know, reading slump like most of us these days.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah.
This story was good because, like, it gave some different angles on how to approach reading from, like, the perspective of someone that doesn't read. And, I mean, like, a lot of this stuff is not necessarily obvious, but it's stuff that you would think of. But just going about the execution of it is kind of, like, where you need to be more dedicated in a sense. Like, with the, like, starting with something short, it seems like pretty inherent advice of, like, yeah, if you want to get into reading, don't overwhelm yourself with a long book. But also, like, knowing what is good short reading and what is short reading that you can jump off of is like kind of harder to tell.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, a lot of the bolded headings of the sections, they might seem like straightforward advice and everyone would be like, well, yeah, okay, duh. But like you said, the execution of those things is what's actually important to getting back into reading. And like, as someone who like reads a lot, like I genuinely do like reading, I haven't been reading recently just because it's hard with academics, like, especially in like, I don't know, we're like midterm season, we read all day and then we go home and read more. No.
I'm not doing that.
So like the execution of these things is what counts. Like knowing what short reading would help. Because I feel like that I have done that in my own life where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get back into reading. Let me pick up this massive novel. Right. This'll do the trick.
Oh,
like,
this will get me right. Okay. Yeah, no. No.
But yeah, I also liked how they mentioned reading with others.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a book club, or you don't have to join a club or anything. But like, if you're reading in tandem with your friend, it kind of like holds you accountable in a sense, which sounds like it takes the fun out of it. But like, I don't know, reading with friends can be fun because then you have someone to debrief with.
Exactly. It's the same thing as like, oh, you and your friend are watching the same show at the same time. Yeah, it's in the same way you talk about that media, you could just talk about this media.
Yeah, for sure.
I really like the quote that included like just reading anything, like including like graphic novels and other things like that. Because I feel like a lot of times going back into reading as an adult, you want to pick up something more mature of like, oh, I'm an adult, I should be reading something that's more at my level.
Yeah.
But man, there's some great comic books out there. Yeah. Like, I've been getting more back into reading just because, like, I read The Watchmen. And then from there, I've been reading, like, the older Batman issues and things like that. Which is, like, it's not the most groundbreaking intellectual, like, reading. But it's still social commentary presented in different ways.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of, like, reading slumps and, like, just, like, falling out of the hobby in general. A lot of, I don't know if there's, like, a fan base for reading. But you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people who do like to read make it like into a competition of sorts where it's like, well, I'm into classics and I've read 15 books this year so far.
Right.
It's not, it's a hobby. At the end of the day, you read what you want. I've been reading the same 300-page book for about 4 months now. Dude. And you know what? I'm getting there. Okay, I'm working my way through it. But that's the point. It's like, it's at your own speed. It's a hobby.
No, exactly.
Like, let that be a outlet for you.
Yeah. What's your favorite book you've read recently?
Recently.
Recently as in like the past 2 or 3 years. Because it's recent in terms of reading, I feel.
Over this summer, I read If We Were Villains. Genuinely, like, I devoured that book so fast. It was so well written and so well done. It's like about these people at a college that focuses primarily on like Shakespearean acting and how like the plays they are in kind of like reflect in their real life. But I actually mentioned it in a listicle earlier this year about fall books because it happens in the fall. What's your favorite book?
Ooh, that I read recently?
Yes.
There's a comic book series I started reading in third grade. And then,
so that's not going to be recent at all.
So because he's been dropping issues over the years, because it's like a whole like novel. It's not just like short issues.
Right.
So he recently dropped issue number 9, which I hadn't read because I hadn't read 7 or 8. So I recently read 7 and 8. It's a really good story. It's called Amulet. And the whole story basically follows this girl who falls into like this like different world that her grandfather kind of created because she moved into his house after he passed away. Because he gave it to them in the will. And in his attic, she found this amulet that, like, opened up this crazy door. And since then, it's just been, like, crazy adventures.
Wow. Yeah. I love creative people.
Yeah. And the art in it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, guys. Read. If you want to, read the Daily Titan, even.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the thing that you have to do for the thing?
What thing?
You know, you talk about the opinion because you're opinion editor.
So Wait. Okay, yeah, you're right. All right, guys, heading on over to Opinion Desk. We're going to be covering a story talking about the size of losses in our life and the amount of empathy that we give it.
Yeah, also, by the way, I heard a rumor.
What rumor?
That there was someone else in the room.
Who?
I believe it would be one of your assistants.
Raniel? Raniel Santos?
It is Raniel Santos.
The Opinion Assistant.
The Opinion Assistant.
Hello?
Guys, I have a confession to make. I started that rumor. That was me.
No, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to do that to you guys.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, glad to finally make it.
All right, so do you want to give us a little debrief?
Yeah, I pitched this story about small griefs, how we shouldn't measure or downplay grief. There's the big deaths, and there's like big deaths that you can grieve and like big losses, but you can also grieve the small losses. And our staff writer, Madeline Roop, did a great job on this story. You know, stuff like missing out on a workout or like not having time for something like a hobby or whatever. And something I've personally experienced a lot. And so it's okay to like grieve that as a loss.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think it's definitely like we definitely hold a standard like in the time where social media is so prevalent in everyday life and like how we interact with each other in real life now too. Like, it's definitely a precedent to only pay attention to like big losses now, or like as a story mentions through the sources that she picked, like people really upplay like stuff that happens to them to seem like, you know, because it's a thing that's been normalized on social media to upplay these like smaller things into bigger things, and that doesn't necessarily need to be reflected in real life. That's something that influencers do. So I think it was an interesting take that, like, you know, no matter the size of the loss, like you said, like it could be like missing a step in your routine, missing a workout or something like that. It's okay to grieve that, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like monumental and life-changing.
Because what's important to other people and what's important to you are always going to be different things. So like if you're worried about how other people are going to perceive your loss rather than perceiving it for yourself, like you're missing out on being able to feel how you really feel, and you're holding yourself back from really experiencing your own emotions.
Yeah. That was a big point brought up by a few of the professors that she interviewed. Like, at the end of the day, like, you need to know the amount of empathy you need to give yourself.
Yeah.
It's a lot about, like, you know, knowing yourself and knowing what, you know, like, every loss or every emotion you feel deserves empathy and deserves, like, attention, too. Because at the end of the day, like, it is your mindset.
You're the only one feeling those emotions.
You owe that to yourself type thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts? Do you think she did a good job?
I think she did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. She even addressed some points that I hadn't even considered. Yeah. Like you said, refusing to grieve, even the small things can, like, it's like suppressing your emotions, and it's not good to bottle things up.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a very important question for you now that you're here to talk on a segment.
What's the question?
If you had to put any word in the English language, or not, you know, get creative, in a headline, what would it be?
Okay, I have like a whole list of words.
A whole list?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
What's the top one?
What's your top one if you had to pick out of all of them?
Steaks.
Steaks?
Yeah.
Steaks like
food?
Like yummy,
steaks
yummy
like
cow? Or
like emotional steaks. Like the steaks are being raised.
I feel like.
Have we used steaks? Honestly, I can't recall if we've used
states. I feel like news has to at one point.
I just don't know what kind of context states would be used for. Like, I'm trying to think of any stories.
At opinion, I can.
At opinion, for sure.
Like,
that's like
something raises the stakes of something. Dude, catch that in the Daily Titan, like in the next few weeks.
It'll be there.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Raniel.
Yeah. Can I stay forever?
Like, we do have other sections to do.
We also do close at 9.
Yeah, unfortunately. But, like, hey, see you next week.
You hear about the memorial in Town Square today?
I've seen the flyers everywhere, yeah.
Dude, I know. My condolences.
RIP men and women's basketball season.
Yeah. Nick, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, well, they both wrapped up this weekend. Men's finished 6-26 overall and 1-19 in conference.
Ooh.
And it was time for the season to end, essentially. Yeah. As far as women's went 7-23 overall and 5-15 in conference.
So, they almost made it to Henderson, didn't they? They had a tough game towards the end.
Women's?
Yes.
Women's, they were fairly close to getting to the Big West.
Yeah. So the women's team almost got the A seed and they lost to Cal Poly Slow, right?
Yes, they did. They lost to Cal Poly Slow. And yeah, they had a chance. If you look at their overall record and their conference record, you wouldn't have thought that, but and I think one thing about them is they have stuff to build on. Women's team does. This is the last year of Coach Jeff Harada's contract, so we'll see what next year looks like. It's going to be different, but they're some of their best players. Aaliyah Stanton was a sophomore. She was their leading scorer. She had averaged 14 points a game. Something like that is definitely big to build on. And then they have a couple other guards, Yana Falstadter.
Right.
And she was just great defensively. And so things like that. It's, I don't know what to expect about their season, but they have some foundational pieces.
Yeah.
As long as they stay.
Do you think based on like Coach Harada's performance over the past couple seasons that they'd be looking to return him as coach next year?
I couldn't say, but looking at their overall record this year, they need improvement next year.
Definitely.
And same thing for men's basketball. So going 1-19 in conference is definitely not ideal. So,
no, to say the least. Yeah.
Yeah. But a bunch of their seniors graduated or are graduating. Zachary Vicenton had one of his best games in the last game of the season, their senior night. And they're losing John Mikey Square. And so it's just going to be different. And Zion Richardson. So, I can't tell you what it's going to look like next year, but they're both teams are in need of improvement.
Based on the way the seasons went, do you have any takeaways that you think the team should be working on over the summer to like improve come next year?
Both teams consistently struggled to shoot. So that's one thing. One thing that I kept on seeing over and over is they brought good defensive intensity, struggled to shoot, and they struggled with size. So
do you think, I mean, obviously not size, but do you think the other two are like have a lot to do with their leadership and like who was team captain and stuff like that? Like, do you think the next season will perform differently given like a new team captain and new coach?
They're going to need a reshaping of their roster for sure, but I couldn't, that's up in the air. So.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I feel like with college sports, because of like the high turnover and just like the way the semesters move, it's always hard to tell like what next semester will hold. But.
All right, guys, we really don't have much else to talk about. So I think that's going to be it for us this week of, you know, this episode of Daily Titan Podcast. Be sure to pick up a copy of The Daily Titan on campus or check us out at dailytitan.com to read more articles and the ones mentioned here. Thank you all for listening, and week after week, if you like us, we love you.
All right, Titans, before we go, you know we got to get thankful for a moment. So first of all, got to give a special thanks to our executive producers, Isaiah Malari and Emily Wilson. Another thank you going out to our producer, Luis Vizcaino, as well as another thank you going out to our assistant producers, Raniel Santos and Michelle King. Also got to give a big old thank you to Bijan Shusterisade for providing the music you're hearing in this episode. And an even bigger thank you going out to everybody who tuned in and stayed tapped in with the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week. Pick up a copy of the paper. Peace.